Hey guys, just another update and apology that I'm sorry I haven't been meaning for probably at least the last 2 weeks. I've been even working on episodes and I just have trouble finding the time. And to be honest, my issues, which I have... I was diagnosed with psoriatic arthritis. I have been diagnosed with that for some time, but it can lead to so much joint pain, fatigue, and part of that was I was having so much fatigue that I told my doctor, look, I'm so fatigued after I take the medication, the methotrexate, that I really want to not take it for a while. So she said, okay, let's reconvene. After, you know, it may take a few months before you know. And man, oh man, I know. I've been waking up every morning for at least a week in extreme pain. And even as I'm sitting here, I'm sitting in my car. And I'm not the one having to drive, thank goodness. And but it is, you can hear it in my voice. It's very tiring. It's the pain and fatigue will leave me breathless. My joints just really hurt. They burn. They're achy. They're tight. They feel stiff, you know. And I'm not here to do a pity party. But it's actually been kind of extreme. So I sent my doctor a message today and I said, look, I'm crying, uncle. I'm going to go back on that methotrexate, but I want to ask you first in case you want to test me before I go back on it. So that's where I stand there. And then I medicated myself up with Tylenol arthritis medicine and Sulindac, which is a, you know, pain medication that's been prescribed. Sulfasalazine, which is an anti-inflammatory kind of thing. Take that twice a day. So I do have plans. I have definite plans for things that I want to do. And I think it's going to be really fun. Like some things are just commentaries and other things, maybe just some funny ideas. It's going to be a little random. I want to give you some more reviews and talk about some specific episodes of other podcasts. And one thing I noticed was that it seems like, and I guess it has a lot to do with the pandemic, a lot of the shows, podcasts I like to listen to, and maybe you too, they're either really slow with coming out with episodes, or in the case of true crime, a lot of things are doing repeats. Like I love Forensic Files and Dateline and 48 Hours, and sometimes I'm cycling through those going, come on. Give me something new, and it'll be old episodes. And it seems like invariably it'll be a Friday or a Saturday night, which are probably typically the worst times for podcasts. So people like to put their podcasts out on a Monday. So if people are driving to work, they can listen to it. And so they get more listeners. But I am just so hungry for something new to listen to on a Friday and a Saturday. And I was kind of laughing to myself because it goes in with Darla of Dork that a dork would be home on Friday or Saturday night, right? Typically. So it struck me that, you know, that might be a fun time to come out with some episodes, just kind of give people a laugh, kind of check in, share some things that I've learned during the week. For example, the difference between extrapolate and interpolate. I had been using extrapolate when I should have been saying interpolate. And now you're going to have to go look those up. But, you know, I always thought I was good with words and, you know, that you get to be my age and I'm going to share with you, I'm 55. But after a while, you start thinking that you know a lot of stuff and you just realize how ignorant that is to assume that I know stuff, you know? So I might share with you good episodes. There's a great podcast that I want to go ahead and recommend to you. also, which is called True Crime Historian. You may have heard some ads from this podcast. I've been listening to it for some time, and what the presenter of this, the creator of this, does is he culls old true crime or, you know, crime cases from, he calls it the age of yellow journalism. So, you know, you're talking about from the later mid-1800s into usually the early 1900s. So there's even some, like, true, you know, old West, Tales of the Old West kind of stories. So it's a little different, and it's kind of, what's been interesting to me is it shows how the nature of crime, the time period changes, the scenery changes, the clothing and so forth, technology changes, but the human nature has not changed. The crimes are generally for the same reasons. It's, you know, jealousy, greed, and that kind of thing. So definitely give that a listen. It's called True Crime Historian. And, you know, browse through there. If you kind of like Old West stories, you can skim down and find there. And even later, there's some John Dillinger, if you want to hear. And those are actually the news reports, the newspaper reports. What I'd like to do is listen to those episodes and discuss some of them. So I'm going to probably start with the one called The Perth Tragedy. I've been working on that one. It's Perth Ballroom Tragedy. So if you want to hear my take on an episode, you could start with that one. That one takes place in Australia. So hopefully I'll be getting that out real soon. And but I've got to go. I've got to get some errands done, go into FedEx, and then I will be back home working on some Poshmark orders. So Poshmark has been doing really well for me, and I've been really working on my offerings, using my retail background to do some buying for my own boutique. So I'm going to have a lot of really cool gift items, and I will share the links to a lot of these things down below in the show notes. And thanks for hanging in with me. I know this was random and I was all over the place. But you know, that's me. And so I will check in with y'all later. And, but I do love all my listeners and, friends who check in. So I will, hopefully have something for you new, and thanks for listening. Bye.